Das Bundesliga Show on the Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is doing everything they can to help hashtag DGens only cash big. Use promo code SGP for a 50% deposit bonus. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's ThriveFantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. And finally, we're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay-per-head providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just head over to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Listening to the Bundesliga show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. Also, check out my website, lockbetting.com, where we are coasting to our 90th consecutive month of profit. That's over 7 years of straight profit for every single month. 90 consecutive months. That's not 90 months. That's 90 straight months we've made a profit. And we look to make the 91st in December. December the 1st is the best day to sign up because you get the entire month. So I'm telling you guys now, don't sign up for the month of November because we only have a couple of days left. Play the leans here from the Bundesliga show. Play the leans from the EPL show. Maybe sign up for a podcast package if you want to get this weekend's European show. But for everything else, you can pretty much use the leans here for this week, with the European show being the only exception. I've done a fight show. I'm doing a Bundesliga show now. And I've done an EPL show as well. The fight show this week not only focuses on Tyson versus Jones, but we also take a look at the British fight between Joe Joyce and Daniel Dubois. That's also on the fight show as well. But from December the 1st, sign up for that lock betting package to get all your sports, including the NFL as we enter the final month of the regular season, the EPL, Das Bundesliga, and all of the Champions League and Europa League shows. Another lock sweep across the board, but we played double lock on Tuesday, so we went 4-0 with the locks, a 4-0 lock sweep, taking our season record to 12-1, a legitimate 12-1 with the locks across the Champions League shows and the Europa League shows for the season. There are only two game weeks left of the Champions League and the Europa League group stages, so you're only going to get another five more locks across those games. We're giving five and not six because we gave a double lock out and we need those to add up to 18 so we can get a result for 18 locks across the Europa League and the Champions League. But you're still going to get five more across the final six shows. All of the futures are still in play. We haven't lost a single future yet. One of them looks in trouble, but all of the other futures, and I'm talking about a ton of futures that we put out, we're looking at 25 units of futures across the Champions League and the Europa League. And so far, we are four rounds in, and we've lost half a unit so far. We have 24.5 units of futures that could potentially cash across the Champions League and the Europa League. So as I said, lockbetting.com to get involved with all of this. Moving on here with the show with Das Bundesliga. Last week, we landed the lock on the EPL show and we landed the lock right here on the Bundesliga show as well. Didn't look good at half time because Hertha Berlin were ahead against Borussia Dortmund. But in the second half, Borussia Dortmund put forward an incredible performance, winning that game 5-2 at Hertha. They really are in solid form and they really could come across as legitimate challengers for the league this season if they continue to play the way they are. So we'll see what we do with Borussia Dortmund here this week, whether we want to continue riding that train or we want to find ourselves a different lock here for the week. We begin with Union Berlin at home to Eintracht Frankfurt, where Union Berlin are available here at 6-4. It's 11-4 the draw and it's 13-8 on Eintracht Frankfurt. Looking at this game, there's only one way to go with it, really, and that's to take the goals. I think both teams are going to find a net hit in this one, which is available at 8-13. I also think that it may go over as well, over 2.5. In fact, I'm relatively certain that it will. But I'm going to play it safe here and just take the both teams to score at 8-13. The data to support that suggests that that this will go over. Both sides have lost just one of their opening eight league games. Union Berlin have found the net in all of their Bundesliga games this season, bagging 18 goals already so far in just eight games. Frankfurt have netted in all but one of their eight league fixtures, and the visitors, Eintracht Frankfurt, are yet to keep a clean sheet this season, while Union Berlin have maintained just two in their eight games, so they've conceded in six out of eight. So for me, everything here points to both teams to score in this game. I think that's a solid lean to start off Das Bundesliga show this week. Up next, we're looking at Augsburg at home to Freiburg, where Augsburg are available here at 11-8. It's 5-2 to draw, and it's 9-5 here on Freiburg. For me, I'm going to go the same route as I just went there with the first game, and I'm going to take both teams to score again. Slightly better price here at 4-6 minus 150. Both teams have scored in seven of the last eight meetings between these two sides. Both teams have registered in six of Freiburg's eight games this season and in three of Augsburg's last four. And Freiburg are yet to keep a clean sheet this season, shipping 19 goals in total. And last week they were beaten by the worst side in the Bundesliga, Mons, at home. So I think Augsburg should win this game, but I'm more confident in taking the both teams to score on the basis of that very, very strong data that I just mentioned there. Up next, we will look at the... Is it the Dortmund game next? It is the Dortmund game next. Dortmund at home to Cologne, where Dortmund are the 1-4 favourites to win this game. It's 6-1 on the draw, and it's 12-1 on Cologne. This begins the start of what could be a very chalky parlay this weekend with Dortmund, Leipzig and Bayern Munich, because all three of these teams should comfortably win. And you can even tack on Borussia Mönchengladbach onto that. It's not very often that I'll say do a four-team parlay and just take four of the top teams in Germany. But in this instance, I cannot see a situation where Dortmund, Leipzig, Bayern Munich and Borussia Mönchengladbach don't win. But if we're looking for specific bets here, there's a lot that you can do with this Dortmund game. Dortmund haven't conceded a single goal at home this season other than the game they played against Bayern Munich where they conceded three. But of course, that's the European champions. In all other competitions, including the Champions League, Dortmund haven't conceded a single goal. And Dortmund are available at 11-10 to win this game to nil. A safer bet may be taking them on the minus 1.5 handicap because that does give you a little bit more cover. If Cologne do end up breaking that sequence and they do find a net, I'm still confident that this Dortmund team will be able to find a net three times. Dortmund have scored 20 goals in their eight league matches so far this season. They've only lost one of their last six games in all competitions, and that was against Bayern. And as for Cologne, they've already lost five Bundesliga fixtures this season. And in addition to that, if you want more data to support the fact that Dortmund could keep a clean sheet here, the visitors are yet to win this season and they've only managed 8 goals in 8 matches. And that's very low for a very high scoring league like the Bundesliga. So I'm confident Dortmund win to nil, but you get even more security on the -1.5 Asian handicap line. And I can see that at the best price here at the moment of 5-7. So I could be all over that. We could be riding Dortmund for a second week in a row here for the locks. And sometimes I like doing that. I like taking the hot hand. I like riding the streak until it doesn't make sense anymore. And at the moment, it does make sense to ride this Dortmund team, especially at home, where they're just not conceding goals and they're scoring goals as well. So they're going to continue to cover handicaps. Last week, we simply just took them on the money line because they're away to Hertha Berlin, a respected side in Germany. But here at home, I don't know why we would jump off the train to stop covering them in handicaps, even though the first two games had very, very strong data for both teams to score. I don't think we're going to come across anything better than Dortmund here on the handicap line. But let's have a look. Up next, we look at the other strong team here, in Germany in terms of Leipzig. They're at home to Arminia Bielefeld, and Arminia Bielefeld are a team who are very much struggling in this league, which is why Leipzig are the 2-9 favourites here. It's 6-1 the draw, and it's 12-1 on Arminia Bielefeld. This is another game where you have Leipzig, who are very, very likely to cover the -1.5 Asian handicap line. And it's pretty much at the same price, just slightly shorter here at 8-13. Leipzig are also defending very solidly this season. So I wouldn't be surprised if Leipzig win this with a clean sheet against an Arminia Bielefeld team who have failed to score in 2 of the last 3 matches. Arminia Bielefeld have only won once in the Bundesliga this season. And this Leipzig team have lost only once in only 1 of their last 8 Bundesliga matches this season. So I like Leipzig to win this game. I like them to cover the handicap. But I also like Leipzig to win this game with a clean sheet because they've been very, very defensively solid so far this season. Up next, we look at that Bayern game away to Stuttgart, where Stuttgart are the 8-1 underdogs. It's 11-2 to draw, and it's 2-7 on Bayern. Bayern haven't been as consistent as of late. Last week, they got a draw at home to Werder Bremen, and they struggled for large periods of the game before winning 3-1 against Salzburg. In fact, the third goal they scored when they were down to 10 men. So they didn't struggle that much, but for the first 30-35 minutes, they were dominated by an Austrian team in terms of Salzburg, and that's coming off a 1-1 draw last week. So perhaps there is a little bit of tiredness creeping in. There's certainly some injuries, but I still think they'll have enough to get past this Stuttgart team. But I'm not going to go for the usual bet of Bayern Munich and over 3.5 goals here. I'm going to go for Bayern and both teams to score at 10-11. Of course, I've already said that I want to take Bayern in a quartet here for a parlay quartet of Leipzig, Dortmund, Bayern Munich and Borussia Mönchengladbach, who we'll talk about next. But for this particular game, there's a lot of data to support both teams scoring. Both teams have scored in each of Stuttgart's last 4 games. Bayern Munich's Bundesliga matches this season have featured an average of 5 goals per game this season. And both teams have actually scored in 6 of Bayern's 8 fixtures so far this season. So whereas they are the number one team in Europe, and whereas they are still top of the Bundesliga, and they are obviously the Champions League winners from last season and will probably go on to be world champions, they are not defensively secure at the back. They are simply a team who just have the firepower to outscore you. And yes, they're going to outscore the Stuttgart team. Yes, they're going to win this game. But 6 times out of 8, they've conceded, and they probably will concede again. And for Bayern to win and to add both teams to score on it and getting that at even money, I think there's some good value there here for this one. Up next, we look at that final game that I would take in a parlay quartet here for Saturday. And that's Borussia Mönchengladbach at home to Schalke, where they're the 1-3 favourites. It's 9-2 to draw, and it's 17-2 on Schalke. Looking at the way Gladbach have played recently, looking at Gladbach doing a number on Shakhtar again in midweek, how can you bet against them here, against this Schalke team? You just cannot take Schalke at the moment. Gladbach have only lost 1 of their last 10 matches in all competitions. Schalke have lost 5 of their 8 league assignments this season. Despite the fact they have been improving, they still look like a team, along with Mons, along with Cologne, who are going to be in a relegation dogfight this season with four of Schalke's last six games featuring under 3.5 goals. But that's largely down to the fact that Schalke find difficulty scoring. Therefore, you would think that this Borussia Mönchengladbach team would cover a handicap line here. And you get good value on Gladbach to cover handicaps line because they're not considered in the same category as a Bayern, a Dortmund, or even a Leipzig. So the handicap line here, the minus 1.5, is available at plus money at 11-10, but I think they'll comfortably cover it here against a Schalke team that find it very difficult to score. Although Borussia Mönchengladbach do tend to concede quite regularly because they do lack clean sheets, even though they kept one in midweek. Schalke are a team who find it very difficult to score, and even if they do, Borussia Mönchengladbach could easily find a net three times and still help you out. I mean, obviously this isn't my lock and obviously not my strongest play of the week. We are in a situation where we need to pick every game, but I like Gladbach to cover the handicap line, and I also love Gladbach as a parlay piece to round off that quartet from Saturday in what's likely to be a very, very chalky day in the Bundesliga. I just don't see any upsets in those four games that we just covered. I also don't see one on the main game in on Sunday, which features Bayer Leverkusen at home to Hertha Berlin. And you're getting good value on Bayer Leverkusen here at 4-5 to win this game. It's 3-1 on the draw, and it's 10-3 on Hertha Berlin. Hertha Berlin are just a team who are very much out of form. They played a good half against Dortmund last week, but ended up losing the second half 5-1. So that has to be something that damages your confidence going into this game. Bayer Leverkusen themselves have won their last five Bundesliga matches, also coming off a win in midweek in the Europa League. But Leverkusen have only kept one clean sheet in their last 11 competitive matches. So to take Leverkusen to win this game and adding both teams to score and getting that 5-2, that's plus 250, that does represent some solid value there. Hertha Berlin have only failed to score in one of their last 13 Bundesliga matches. So you would fancy them to get on the score sheet here, but you would also expect Bayer Leverkusen to win this game comfortably. Leverkusen to win this game 3-1 is available at 14-1. Bayer Leverkusen to win this game 4-1 is available at 25-1. And I think you're looking somewhere in that region, but I also think they represent some really, really good value just taking them here on the money line at 4-5. So there really is no need to get adventurous when you're getting 4-5 minus 125 on them here. The final game we'll look at here is Mons versus Hoffenberg, where Hoffenheim are really looking for a bounce back here after losing form as of late. They are the even money favourites to find it bounce back against the Mons team, who got their first win of the season last week. Mons are 9-4, and it's 29-10 the draw. Despite the fact Mons did beat Freiburg last week, I do think Hoffenheim will utilise the opportunity to bounce back. Their qualification campaign in the Europa League is done. They got 4 wins out of 4, 100%. They got their 100% record on Thursday, and now they are through. They can fully concentrate on sorting out their league form, which has gone downhill since their 4-1 upset win over Bayern Munich. But that proves they are a good side in a false position, and they will get things right. I'm more certain, though, about both teams finding the net here in this game. Both teams have scored in 8 of the last 10 Bundesliga matches between these two sides. Mons' 8 league games so far feature 31 goals, while Hoffenheim's 8 matches have seen 29. So when they've got 60 goals between them in their 8 games that they've played, you're pretty much certain that this one's going to see both of them scoring, and it will go over. Collectively, both teams to score tacked on with the over is 6-5. I think there's some serious value there. But I think Hoffenheim will win this game. Hoffenheim have only lost 2 of the last 12 Bundesliga away games. Despite the fact they are suffering a loss of form, they are managing to keep it together away from home. And as I said, this should be a comfortable top half team, even a top 6 team in Germany. They are good enough. They proved that by what they've done in the Europa League. They proved that by what they did towards the end of last season in the post-COVID period. And they proved that by beating Bayern Munich. So I like them to get their mojo back here. And I like them at the price of even money to win this game at Mons on Sunday. Closing out with a lock on the show, I said I might be taking it, and I didn't find anything better. So I'm going to continue riding Borussia Dortmund here on the handicap line at minus 1.5 here at 7-10 or 5-7. both similar prices. 5-7 slightly better, but 7-10 readily available. I did like a lot of stuff on this show. For example, I'm recommending you that 14 parlay for Saturday because I think that'll come in comfortably. But there's a lot of other stuff I like here, a lot of strong leans. Let's see what becomes official. And the only way to do that is to sign up at lockbetting.com. However, I'm only mentioning that as something for the future because I do not recommend signing up for lockbetting.com this weekend because you are only going to get a couple of days because of the way Patreon bill. That's me being fully transparent. I don't have to come on and say that. I could let you guys sign up and you'll get billed again on December the 1st, but that's not how I operate. I'm completely transparent and honest, and I don't want you guys to be in that situation. So that concludes this edition of Das Bundesliga Show. Don't forget, this plenty of content out from me at the moment in terms of the EPL show and in terms of the fight show, looking at that Tyson and Roy Jones fight taking place this weekend. Also includes a preview of Joe Joyce versus Daniel Dubois. And then next week, I have the Champions League show coming out here. And by the time the Champions League shows come out on lockbetting.com, it will be December the 1st. And then you can get involved with the Champions League in time for match day 5. You'll have Tuesday's games, Wednesday's games, and Thursday's games in Europa League. What we do is we break down all of Tuesday's games over at lockbetting.com. We close out with a lock. We cover all of Wednesday's games and we close out with a lock, and we cover all of Thursday's Europa League games and we cover and we close out with a lock. And so far this season, as I said, we are 12-1 in doing that. So I cannot think of a better time to sign up than Tuesday morning. Sign up December the 1st, get the entire month at lockbetting.com, get all of those Champions League podcasts, all of those Champions League plays, and in time for next week you'll get the EPL, you'll get the Bundesliga, and you'll get the remainder of the NFL regular season. We're having a profitable season in the NFL. We look to finish strong here with the regular season, and it does get a lot easier towards this point of the season when you know who needs the wins, who's tanking. It does. You get some real opportunities to cash towards the end of the season. We always do better in weeks 11 to 16 when we really feel like we've got things figured out. So get involved with that, lockbetting.com, for all of that. And as I said, don't forget to check out all of the podcasts. Also check out my NFL podcast, which is available over at the Dirty Sheets. Me and Cav, we preview every game and we close out with a lock. So if you're not going to sign up for lockbetting.com before this weekend, as I've told you not to, you can get an idea of where we lie with our leans for the NFL this weekend. That's it from me. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.